special council meeting for today, Wednesday the 12th of August. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:36 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gadigal people whose land we're on this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadigal elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome.
Okay. Item 3, recording of attendance. Attendance as listed, apologies nil, and approved leave of absence nil. Item 4, public time. An important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. There have been no requests and there have been no permissions granted. Okay, item 4.1, public question time. It is now 5:38. I declare public question time open. Can I have a show of hands who has questions this evening? Great, so please go to the podium there. Please state your name and correspondence address nice and clear. Thank you.
Camilla Glencoe, 18 Harwell Way. I've had limited time to have a look at this budget, so just bear with me. On page 2, down the bottom, there is other comprehensive income. In the 14-15 actuals of 180 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some explanation as to what that is?
Yeah, see you.
Would refer to the manager?
Through the chair, the $180 million refers to the forecast revaluation of infrastructure assets in 2014-15, which covers roads, drainage, footpath, curbing, parks and gardens. So for the 13-14 financial year, the town was required to revalue land and building assets. That resulted in about a $91 million increment in valuation for those assets, and we are, expecting a significant increase in the carrying value of those assets for the 2015 financial year. So, under the local government financial regulations, local governments are required to fair value assets on a three-year cycle. In 2012-13, we had completed paying equipment, 13-14 land and buildings, and the 14-15 private infrastructure assets. So as part of that process, we actually undertake a physical condition assessment of all assets. We, review unit rates in terms of the carrying costs of those assets, and then we put together a methodology to determine the fair value of those assets based on the condition rating, as well as the unit cost rates. So we are having this maintenance and the increase in carrying value for infrastructure assets.
$180 million doesn't seem much. Is that like a devaluation of, or an increase in valuation of the existing valuation? Is it just a percentage of the valuation, or it's just an odd number? And the reason I ask is because obviously our airport is is up for lease, and that number just coincides with, you know, the 150 to 200 million that we're getting for the airport. So firstly, is it a percentage of something, or is it associated with the airport sale?
So no, it's not a percentage, but CEO?
Can I get the...
So through the chair, it's a ballpark estimate for an increase in the valuation of all asset classes in the infrastructure category, which would include airport, which would include roads, which includes drainage, footpaths, parks and gardens.
So it's across the board. Okay. an increase of 180 million, I just find it odd because of the residential aspect of evaluation went down by 39%, which is a fair bit. And that was in the 500 or 600 million mark sort of thing. So I just find that odd. That's all. Is that just a guess? Is it? It's not.
No,
a
certainly not a guess.
Evaluation.
No, there is some science around it. CEO.
I was going to suggest that. Yes, there is science around it, Mr. Blanco, and perhaps if you'd like to have a look at that documentation that's been put together around how that valuation was constructed, that
okay,
can be...
Okay, that's fine. Have we got a page on that in the budget? I didn't read it.
CEO?
No, we don't.
Through the chair, we do have a 50-page methodology document which talks about the fair value method for infrastructure assets, which we'll be more than happy to see on. Released to you, and I guess to answer your earlier question, we do have some dedicated asset management software in the setting, which includes those parameters. So we include our inputs on both cost and condition, and then that determines a valuation report, which from that exercise to date, we are estimating 180 million.
The reason I ask, Hal, is because normally you would find that...
Sorry, is this a question? This
yes,
is public
is.
Question
yes,
time. So can you just ask the question, please?
Okay. Why is there no notes on that 180 million?
Front? CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor, there are some notes at the bottom of that page in terms of how that's been created and the work that's been undertaken. I think last year in a report to Council there was also discussion about the need to move to the fair value assessment of that classification, that category of infrastructure.
But also, I haven't brought, all of the Act and regulations with me, but, the budget is supposed to be very detailed in those numbers. And the note, well, you can see the numbers on the notes next to the other figures, and we don't have anything next to the 180 million, so...
Well, there is a mention about fair value and fair value adjustments, so we'll just take it as that. Your question's been answered. Is there any further questions?
Yes.
So you've got two more questions left.
I have 15 minutes, actually. The
two questions.
Local Government Act.
No, that's for the whole
yes, it is.
Audience.
A
so
question time, a minimum of 15
that's
minutes.
That's correct, but you've got three questions,
I have,
so you've already used...
There is no one else asking questions.
Some other people have now joined us. So continue your questions, and if we still have time, I'll get you to come back and ask your next three. So two questions to go.
If the airport is leased, what happens to the budgeted 18 million expenditure on page 61?
CEO?
Sorry, Madam Mayor, if the council so determines to proceed with a lease, the town is obligated to continue to invest some of those capital funds, but not all of them. So there'll be some works which are required, which have been indicated, I think, at the value of around $6 million, I believe. So if the transaction did occur, there'll be a transition period of about 3 months. Some works are committed in terms of compliance works the town needs to undertake, and there's other funding when allocated to water and sewerage, which the town is also obligated to do irrespective of a lease arrangement, but not the whole $18 million.
Okay. Is there a page that specifically refers to exactly how much money will have to be spent on the airport if the lease goes ahead, regardless?
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor, no, there isn't, because at this stage we've considered we needed to construct a budget on business as usual. If the lease did proceed, then we'd need to report back to Council on how that would change the process.
In the waste management, we have in the reserve about 12 million. Actually, I think it after tonight it should be 12 million. why are we contracting out waste management services, as in, you know, the rubbish trucks and other areas, when the waste management budget is you know, quite good? And what will happen to the employees that we have had for years doing that, you know, those rounds?
CEO?
Hey, through you, Madam Mayor. At this stage, there's no decision of council to do anything other than what we're currently doing. At officer level, we have started a discussion about whether it is worthwhile testing the market to see whether things such as curbside collection might be viably done by someone else. If that situation was reported to council, then we would also need to consider how we manage our existing staff.
This morning, I asked for the bank statements on all of our reserve accounts and you know, all of our accounts. On page 28 of the budget, it states that the 14-15 actuals are about 72 million in reserves. The paperwork that I received from the director today, I only added up 40,850,000. Did two questions there. So, did I get all the paperwork, and have councillors been CC'd into that?
Yes. So yes, you've received all the paperwork, and yes, all councillors were CC'd into the paperwork.
Okay. So, am I missing something, considering we have, you know, between 72 million, I think it was 63 on the 15-16 budget, and the 14-15 actuals are 72 million, so there's a bit of a discrepancy there in the numbers.
So it's probably through the timing that, and I'm not sure, and certainly the director will be able to answer in terms of the date. I know that you did want statements as of today's date, and certainly this was produced not today but earlier on. So CEO or director, do you want to respond in terms of those differences?
I think I'll pass it to the director.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. All the statements that were supplied, I did check, add up to 76,300, I think that was the figure. Summary page, so yeah, everything's been provided.
On the summary page?
Yeah, I sent you a summary page as well.
Yeah, summary page. Yeah,
that.
Ma'am, the summary page is a summary.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for the
There was a number of attachments. Did you see the number of attachments?
All of the relevant, you know, bank statements, mm-hmm. I've added up, and I've received, I got to a total of 40. So.
Okay, so yeah. Let's let the director finish.
So. Yep. As you would note, there were a number of bank statements, but there was a number of emails from the banks, because as I mentioned, we weren't able to get bank statements from the banks. If you add up all of that whole attachment, it should marry up exactly to something like, I think, 6.3 million, if I'm not wrong, including the on-call. And then you've got the separate statements for the day-to-day bank statements that I just provided.
We've got them all here. We've got all the statements here. If you want to have another look, we can do that.
Are they all the statements that I received today?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, well, I have them here.
Great.
I've added them up.
Cool.
And I still, the summary page doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
I just wanted the evidence.
Yep.
That's why I wanted bank statements.
Yes. So you've got what we've provided, and we're happy to sit down with you and calculate those together, and hopefully then we'll get the same figures. So happy to do that after this meeting, or do you want to do it right now with the director? The director can take you out there. There's a table out there, and
actually,
we can calculate.
Actually, yes.
Great. Do you have any more?
We can do that right now.
Right, so you can do that now. The meeting will continue. Does anyone else have any further questions? Okay, great. So, Director, please go out. Would you like a calculator? I can give you my phone. Good work. Thank you. Okay, so if there's no further public questions, I'll declare public question time closed at 5:50. Thank you very much for your questions. And now it's public statement time, item 4.2. Are there any public statements? If there is a public statement, please come to the podium. Please state your name and correspondence address. Are there any public statements? I'll declare public statement time closed at 5:51. Thank you. Okay, item 5, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I do have a question, but I think it would be cheeky in nature, so I won't ask the question.
That's a little funny out of it.
Councillor De Cash.
I'll just say no, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
No, thank you.
Councillor Hooper.
No, thank you, Madam.
Councillor Hunt.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson.
Yes, I've got a few questions on the budget, please. Thank
Great.
You.
So it still doesn't permit... prevent anyone from saying any points of clarification when we do consider the item, but please go for it.
Okay,
no, go for it.
Okay. I just want to know...
Through the chair. It's fair that the director's not here, maybe we need to ask him.
No, I'm very confident that our CEO and our manager of financial services will be able to answer everything, if I can't.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll try my best.
On page 19,
yes.
I've just got a query on the transport section.
Mm-hmm.
The budgeted amount for 2014 was $4,274,000,
mm-hmm.
and is it that we've only spent $836,000?
Mm-hmm.
So has that been transferred across to the 15-16 budget that also has been increased?
Mm-hmm. See ya.
So is that for works in progress still, or...
So through you, Madam Mayor, some of those figures will be transferred over. Where there are grant funding, roads program funding, they've been transferred over, and I think that's especially if you look at Pinga Street this year, that's where a lot of the funding, additional funding for Pinga Street has come from the carryover. But there will be some funds that may have been, some municipal funds may not have been carried forward, and they will then feature in the closing position for the 14-15 year.
Manager?
Can I confirm it's note 2A, depreciation by program, that Councillor Butson is referring to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the depreciation figures are based on, I guess, 14-15 actual data when the budget was prepared. Staff had yet to close out on the fair value assessment of infrastructure assets, and that explains why the year-to-date actuals are 14-15. Of 6.361 million is less than the budget amount of 11.35 million. So when we close out the 14-15 year and finalise the fair value assessment of infrastructure assets, that will allow staff to finalise the depreciation run, which will see that figure of 6.361 million increase to a figure much closer to budget, and I'd actually be surprised if it didn't exceed the 14-15 original budget amount. But in terms of preparing the 15-16 budget, we've basically used 14-15 actuals at a particular snapshot in time. And within the notes of the budget document, we state that the numbers are subject to the finality once the financial year is closed out.
Thank you.
The
next question is,
Yeah.
On page 27, going to the Spoil Bank Reserve account,
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering what the amount of used transfer from the reserve of $2 million is for.
Mm-hmm. CEO?
So through you, Madam Mayor, that's an arbitrary figure to enable the design and planning work for the waterfront development to continue throughout 15-16.
On the wages from 2014 was the original budget.
What page, sorry?
I'm just going to go back to my page now. It's on the staff employees costs.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it over here somewhere.
Page 27 at the top. Oh, that's closing part.
Just that way everyone can follow.
Yeah, sorry.
You're
right. I just can't find the page. It's where the costs of the budget has gone from 24 to 31 million.
Mm-hmm.
see, sorry, on page 5.
Page 5?
Yep, the budgeted...
Just speak up a little bit too, because we've got members of the public.
Sorry, on page 5, the budgeted amount for 2014-15 was $23,914,000.
Mm-hmm.
The actuals for 2014-15 is $31,134,000. And then a decrease back down to $24,448,000. Just wondering what the increase was. Is there a breakdown for that?
So I can probably best if the executive officer provides the detail.
So through the chair, and that information is driven through our budget data workbook. So for the 15-16 budget year, we've actually assigned income expenditure codes against all major and time classifications. So for employee costs, we've now delineated between salary and wages, superannuation, workers' compensation, training and development. So the way the 15-16 budget workbook is structured is a lot different to the 14-15 budget workbook. So the numbers that are pulling through for 14-15 are a little bit distorted because the nature and type classifications were reported at the general ledger level rather than the expenditure code level, which we put into place for 15-16. That's an improvement.
Thank you. No
worries. Councillor Melville?
Apart from asking the Deputy Mayor what her question was, nothing further, thank you. Madam Mayor.
Happy to respond, Madam
Mayor. Okay, thank you. Item 6, declaration by all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Let the record record 8-0. Okay, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, item 7, reports of officers, 7.1.1, financial management budget, adoption of 15-16 budget. Councillors, we have a number of parts here in terms of this recommendation. Are there any parts that councillors would like any points of clarification with first? And we're happy to slowly work through it, and we can. The executive officer has said that he is happy to talk us through. So if there's any parts that we'd like to specialise, look at, because we can pull parts out and we can consider items on blocks. So happy to be guided on how you'd like to do it.
Through the chair, I think we've had enough of information, Madam Mayor, through the course of last few months.
Okay, I'll still just take points of clarification. Any points of clarification, please? Yep.
Yeah,
Councillor Gillingham, I'll start with you.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Regarding the notice on the radio today from Brendan Rills regarding the residential ratings and that, and at what point, if we were to change residential because of the mining is so high and et cetera, what difference would it change here? I just wanting us to be more user friendly to our residential.
So it wouldn't change here, and ours is structured a little different, and we've been fortunate that we're not in the predicament that the City of Karratha is in, so there hasn't been change to that, and we were able to pass on that saving to our residential category. CEO, do you want to add anything further?
Through Madam Mayor, the changes that were made in consultation with the Department of Local Government included the reduction in our mass accommodation GOV and the minimum payments for mining other UV. We've reflected those changes in a reduced surplus position for 15-16. So whilst we had anticipated a higher surplus, there's an impact of total impact over those two categories
of $500,000. About through the chair, $336,000 for mass accommodation rates, with the balance for the reduction in the minimum for UV mining out.
And that's reflected in our draft budget by a reduction, by some increase in our interim rates and by a reduction in our expected surplus position at 30th of June 2016.
So effectively we've absorbed it, we haven't passed it on. Particularly not passed it on to the residential category. So it is a bit different. Any further points of clarification, Councillor Gillingham?
Oh,
any further points of clarification, Councillor Hooper?
Yes. Just checking one here, but I believe that one is okay. I looked that down. On page 21.
Yes.
1.5 capital funding requirement to 1.1 million recurring funding requirement over 3 years for Scotty's Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that the project proceeds without external funding, like a little bit of clarification around that.
Yes, so in regards to that, that is something that if the project does proceed without external funding, so that's looking at if the project was to be picked up again, and we are hopeful of being able to pick that up again with the principal supporter of that project, but also potentially if we were to take that on as well. CEO, did you want to add anything further to that?
I think you covered it, Madam Mayor, that we've just tried to articulate the risks that the officers have identified across our organisation, and if the council so determined to proceed with that project without external funding, that was going to provide an additional financial cost or risk to the town of Port Hedland.
But in a recent meeting, as relayed to all councillors, the principal supporter of that program is looking at restructuring, looking at cash flow options, and looking at getting this back on. So that's pleasing.
All right, thank you.
Deputy Mayor.
Just with one observation, I don't know if it needs amending, I believe it does.
Mm-hmm.
At point 6 on page 10,
mm-hmm.
Where the concession charges
mm-hmm.
are being applicable to the table listed below.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that the Youth Involvement Council
mm-hmm.
has a property located at 69 Stanley Street, South Hedland,
mm-hmm.
the YAP building.
Mm-hmm.
Just to advise Council that they need to amend that to reflect that YAP have moved to number 9 Corbett Place,
mm-hmm.
South Hedland, and I'm not sure if that affects the quantities.
No.
There, but just to reflect the correct address that the concession will be applied to, because they're no longer at that premises. They've moved. DHW now have resumed ownership of that
property. How about we take that offline and we'll have a look at that and see what change that does make.
Through the chair, that address is further down the list.
Which one?
9 Corbett.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm not sure that the concession needs to be allocated to a premises that YIP no longer occupied, but has been returned back to the HW in lieu of the new premises built.
Which is 69 Stanley. So how about we just park that? We'll look into that further and take that from there.
So if it's not required, Madam Mayor, then it won't be applied.
But let's look at
this comes from the advice we provide.
I don't want to take it off the list just yet.
No, that's fine. As long as that's been highlighted.
Yep. Any further points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Butson.
On page 14,
mm-hmm.
Point 2, acknowledges the receipt of $3,475,389 in financial assistance in grants for 2014, including a part advance payment into 2015-16.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it for the 2015-16?
Yep. CEO to the Executive Officer.
Initially I'll just say, Madam Mayor, the Part H, those three recommendations have come about because the Australian Local Government Association and the West Australian Local Government Association asked all local governments to seek a resolution from Council, one on the value of the financial assistance grants that local governments have received, and to demonstrate, I guess, the freezing of those grants by the federal government were having an adverse impact on local governments. In terms of the 15-16 component, I will pass to the Executive Officer if you can break that into
Through the Chair, the amount of the financial assistance grants in 2014-15 was $2.3 million. We did receive an advance payment of $1.173 million of our 15-16 financial assistance grants, which was received on the 30th of June. So the 2.3 plus the 3.3 plus the 1.173 equates to the 3.475 as listed
mm-hmm.
in the officer's recommendation. The full allocation for 15-16 was $2.05 million, which included the advance payment of $1.173 million. So the balance to be received in 15-16 is a difference between the $2.05 million. $1.173 million, which is approximately $877,000. 2016. Is to be noted that the town received an 11% reduction in its financial assistance grants through the Grants Commission methodology between 2014-15 and 2015-16. So we are moving towards a new grant council. So there is some risk associated there.
Any further points of clarification, Councillor Butson?
Not at this stage.
Okay, so councillors, can I draw to your attention, you would have two green pieces of paper. If you don't, you might just have the one big one, because I got one early. So have a look if I can direct your attention to the one big, long, double-sided green piece of paper. I just want to talk through these. So on the front is Part B, under General and Minimum Rates, Installment Payment Arrangements and Concessions. You'll see the Part 7 recommendation as page 11 says that. Now, I had proposed that it be swapped with the yellow, so from alternative to payment by arrangement, because that's the third payment option that appears on the repayment schedule. So it just matches in with the documentation that we've got. So that's all that is. And just making sure that people are nice and clear that those installment administration charges and penalty interest just apply to that third payment option, which is taking your rates and service charges out by direct debit. So not if you take those quarterly installments. So just making sure everyone's nice and clear on that. Part E are the statutory fees for 15-16. So you'll see that is on page 12. Now for that, there's just a change there. So it lists there in regards to section 2245A, part 8 of the Local Government Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1960, when it actually should read pursuant to regulation 53 of the Building Regulations 2012. So that's just that change there. For part H, and Councillor Butson, we were just talking about those financial assistance grants. I was wanting a part 4 in there in regards to supporting that lobbying and supporting that advocacy because of that changes in indexation and that reduction that we're seeing and the impact that that's having. And then the final part is part I, which is also on page 14, and that's a part G, to engage with the department to discuss opportunities for improvements across the Pilbara local government. So recently at Local Government Week, the Deputy Mayor, myself and Councillor Hooper came into the discussions late at the Women in Breakfast function. The Minister was quite keen that department staff workshop with our respective council and Shire staff at the Pilbara so that we start working forward for a rating improvement plan for 16-17. So that was just trying to capture that workshop and to do that workshop ASAP. So that's those points. Now, are there any points people want to take out, or else I'd like to seek a mover and a seconder to en bloc consider these.
Just on this addition to part 4,
yes,
of one that we've just got here.
Yes.
I just quite don't understand to support the Australian Local Government
Association in any campaign lobbying for the restoration of the indexation to pay. So at the moment the indexation is frozen and there is no increase, so it's been frozen. And to actually there see that appropriation of funding from Commonwealth Government to local government. So it also includes roads to recovery. So it's just really pushing in terms of that federal funding. So do I have a mover and seconder? So I have a mover and Councillor De Cash, a seconder and Councillor Jacob to consider all items as presented en bloc. Because we're going to do them all en bloc, I require an absolute majority vote. So I have a mover and Councillor De Cash, seconder and Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? The motions are all carried 8-0. Okay. Thank you. Well done. I think we should give a round of applause to all the staff, particularly the manager slash executive officer that's done a lot of work and his hardworking team. How about a round of applause? So on that note, just letting everyone know, and if people want to report back, and you'll see posts on Facebook and stuff asking when your rates will be in the mail. Rates are scheduled to be issued on the 24th of August. If they do come in the mail on that date, that will then correspond with a payment date, due date of the 29th of September. But I do urge everyone to please contact our team. Recommend to everyone to contact our team. That new direct debit option, which is an option that you can make the amount however much you want, as long as you pay it all by the 30th of June 2016, that's a new payment option. We've never had that before. There's no administration charges and no penalty fees. So a really good option to contact our finance team and sign up for that option and pay off your rates in whatever size installment and amount you'd like to do. So spread the word on that, please, everyone. All right.
How much fun we're going to be able to be in the statement?
Sorry?
But those words have been mistaken.
Yes, but they often appear in quite small print, so please make sure that you put them out so everyone knows about that new exciting opportunity and something people can use. Okay, item 8, confidential items, there are nil. Item 9, the date of the next ordinary meeting of council is Wednesday the 26th of August, commencing at 5:30. The next public agenda briefing is held on Wednesday the 19th, so it's always that week before. And just to let everyone know that we do have a special council meeting on Tuesday the 25th of August, commencing at 7:30. So it is a later time slot, but I'm sure that everyone will attend. It's quite an important issue to consider the proposal to potentially long-term lease the Port Hedland International Airport. So that is on Tuesday the 25th of August. So there's no further business. I'll declare this meeting closed at 6:10. Thank you very much, CEO, councillors and team. Well done.